Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me here in the studio, as I mentioned, from San Juan County Fire and Rescue, Shay Arnhammer is here. She's the division chief now with San Juan County Fire and Rescue. Good morning. Welcome back to KSJE.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Good to have you here. Also, Devin Neely is here as well, the San Juan County Public Relations Manager. Good morning. Welcome back, Devin Neely.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Scott.
You bet. Great to see both of you and have you both here to talk about a really important topic that I know kind of comes up in the spring to kind of raise awareness of the safety issues around septic tanks. And Shay Arnhammer, this is something that you've kind of taken on to educate the public about the dangers of septic tanks that can be if they're not maintained, I think is what mm-hmm. I'm trying to say. You probably say it much better than I will. What are some of the issues that you see?
Yeah, so for this project that we've been working on, we call it Septic Safe Spring. The biggest thing that we're trying to do is spread awareness, like you said, throughout the community. People don't really recognize that this is an issue until it is an issue, and we don't want it to be an issue again. And so starting off with that awareness level, and additionally, this year we're going to try to take it one step further and try to get some help to these folks that maybe can't afford to fix their septic tank lid, or their septic tanks are the legacy tanks and super out of date. So that's still in the works, but as of right now, we're still pushing that awareness level and trying to get people the knowledge behind the issue.
Right. And so for folks maybe who are listening to us and wondering or seeing us and going, I don't even know if I have a septic tank on my property. This is for properties probably mostly outside city limits in most cases, but not necessarily all. And, if you're a renter or just newly moved into that property, probably a good idea to maybe know whether or not you are on a septic system or on a city sewer system or municipal sewer system, things like that.
Yeah, in San Juan County, there's between 30 and 50,000 residences that have septic systems. And what that means is all of your sewage flows into a holding tank, essentially.
Right.
You may have to maintain that a couple of times a year with a septic pumping company. But the key is sometimes those septic tank lids are not secure. And what we see is we see children, pets, even adults falling into those septic tanks. The thought of falling into a tank full of human waste is horrific enough. Couple that with overpowering sewer gases and, the possibility that you could just be rendered unconscious from those gases. You may not be able to crawl out. A child falling into a septic tank may not be able to get out at all. And what you're seeing on the screen is we had a resident send us these pictures, and these are the openings to her septic tanks. This is a legacy tank. This is what looks to be a cement tank buried in the ground, and off to the side, just a metal sheet that covers that lid. So that's really not secure. Kids playing on it or around it could kick it away accidentally. It looks to be rusted. They may jump on it and fall through anyway. That happens with plastic lids as well. I think you have one more picture there, Scott. And what the homeowner did is put fencing around those septic tank openings. To me and to a little kid, stock fencing like that just looks like another fun obstacle to climb and climb over and around. It's right next to a trampoline. So we see this in different parts of our county and different parts of our community. And so the goal here is every spring when you're getting around and in your yard and doing yard work and your kids are out playing, check those septic tank lids. Make sure they're safe, make sure they're covered, and make sure they're secure. Along with that, teach your children to not play on or around the septic tank lids. Accidents can and do happen. We've had three or four incidents like that in the last 5 years here in our county that have resulted in either a loss of a child in a septic tank, and the goal is we don't want that to happen anymore.
Sure.
So mark the septic tank lids, make sure that people aren't driving over them or parking on them or whatever that may be. Make sure the septic tank lids are safe and secure, and your children know not to play on them or around them.
Gotcha. Good advice. And I guess for these kind of legacy types of lids, I mean, that securing those may take a little bit more ingenuity than maybe some of the newer models, I guess, that you could maybe just find a replacement lid for it, right? Maybe something like this you need to, I don't know, manufacture something or as you said, put something around it, I guess, or make it even more secure.
A septic system that is up to code and built in the last, I don't know, 10 to 15, maybe 20 years is going to be something that you can replace the lids. It has a riser system with an exterior lid, and you can get interior secondary lids that if someone or something fell through that lid, there'd be a secondary device in there. And those are pretty well universal. You may need to work with a supply company or a contractor to make sure that what you buy fits and is the proper secondary device. Like I mentioned, you do still have to be able to access those for maintenance. And so, you know, we know of one community member who built a deck over it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be a pain when he needs to get his septic tank serviced. But that is what he's willing to do to make sure that his grandkids, in this case, are safe. So I think you've got one more picture there. And sometimes when it is...
But this is more of a modern looking
correct
design,
that's
right,
that's a modern design. And when it's something like that, all you got to do is make sure those screws are in there. There's a number of screws around the lid. The arrow on that photo points to the safety screw. Make sure that if you take the lid off, you put the lid back on and replace all the screws. In this case, that screw is rusted. That's not the proper screw to have in there. That's a deck screw that's rusted. It's recommended to use stainless steel screws. If you see them rusting or deteriorating in any way, replace the screws. And if absolutely nothing else, make sure all of the screws are there. Some lids have locks. Some lids have other sorts of security devices. Some lids are 65 or 85 pounds, and you can't get them off to begin with. But in that case, concrete deteriorates eventually.
Right.
And so an annual inspection to make sure that everything is up to code is really important.
Good to know. And springtime is a good time to do that, I think, is what you're also
Absolutely.
Saying this morning.
Yeah.
And Shay Arnhammer, let me ask you about these more modern types of designs, because even these look like they could be almost like playground equipment, though they're not. But that's kind of the worry, too, right, that these things could be attractive looking to kids that are maybe going to bounce around or be tempted to bounce around.
Yeah, so one thing that I've noticed, one, through this project, and B, or two, through just some of the experiences that we have had, kids will just go and jump on these. It does look like playground equipment. We had an instance where we were doing a training out at one of our stations, and in the back where we were doing the training, there's some septic tanks lids, and they're secure, but some of the... We had some community members come volunteer their kids to come work with us in this training because it was an EMS training. So when we were kind of briefing how the night went, one of the kids just went over and started jumping on the septic tank lids. It looks like something that you would play on. It looks like the color of playground equipment. Or another thing that parents have brought up to me, it kind of looks like those exercise balls that are cut in half and have like hard plastic on one side, and you can flip them over and jump on those. And that's something, I mean, it almost looks the exact same. So it attracts these kids to just go play on it. And I don't think they really necessarily know how dangerous it can be.
Right. And again, the idea is that underground, what we can't see are these bigger tanks, and they're really not designed for humans to climb in or climb out of. Mm-hmm. And so that's the problem. Once someone does accidentally fall into one, getting them out is a big deal. And for rescue, that is something that you guys train on, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's not necessarily something that we've trained on.
But you're aware of it,
yeah,
certainly.
Yeah, we're bringing up the awareness on it. It's not only hard on the community and, of course, the family, but the way that it affects our first responders is unlike any other incident. Child calls are just difficult as is.
Right, for anything, that's true.
But having to pull them out of something that they're covered in whatever you can imagine, it makes it that much more horrific. And a couple of these instances, we've had what we call our junior members, who we do try to protect from some of these more difficult calls. Sometimes we can't protect them. One of the calls, it just went out as a missing child. So we had a 16-year-old member on this call that just thought that they were looking for a 4-year-old out in the hills, and it turns out he had fallen into the septic tank, and that's where they found him. And now she's got that burnt into her brain for the rest of her life. And, you know, we want to be able to protect not only our community, but our people that are out here volunteering their time to protect the community.
Sure, sure. Of course. And again, looking at this picture of this other kind of legacy septic tank, it could look like this, it could look like the other, it could look like something completely different. Could be overgrown, I suppose, if you live near a ditch or a water supply or...
Sometimes those access hatches are buried underground and you'd have to dig them out to get to them. However, if you have septic service, then it's dug out and it's open. If the septic company doesn't recover it, if you don't recover it, you're leaving yourself open to issues. And so the other part of that is, you know, I don't have kids. Well, I'm not worried about it. I don't ever have kids on my property. Well, there's two parts to that. First is, while I don't have kids, I have nephews. And they're curious, and that concerns me. The other part of that is, if you don't have kids, maybe you have pets. And if your pet gets curious and or is chasing a bird or whatever and falls in, we had one instance where a woman fell in because she was trying to rescue her pet. So this isn't just about kids. This is a community-wide approach to keep these safe for everybody. And that's our goal. That's the whole point of this project.
Right. You mentioned earlier that maybe people regularly have these things maintained. Ideally, I guess maybe once a year or so. But what if they maybe haven't had a need to do that? Is that a possibility that maybe they haven't had that maintained in a couple of years, or they're new to the property and so they have no idea that that's even back there, and all of a sudden they're looking around or doing some gardening in the spring and find this this metal plate under the dirt a few inches down. That's what it is, I guess, right?
Yeah, there's a lot to that. Either you're new to the property, but typically septic tank disclosures are in property agreements. If you're a renter, you may or may not know where or about the septic tank, or the landlord takes care of it. And we do have an issue with improperly secured septic tanks that are no longer even in use. If that property has changed hands and maybe the septic system was moved, or you got on city water and you're using a sewer system, a central sewer system rather than septic, maybe that old tank hasn't been properly secured. It should be filled with sand completely to be taken out of service, and that doesn't always happen. So if you're not on sewer, if you're in a more rural area, there is the opportunity and the possibility that you have an unmaintained septic system that's no longer in service on your property.
Gotcha. Very interesting. And so the county is kind of taking the steps to educate the community this spring and talk about some of these issues, obviously with me and others, and getting the word out. And so what can the public do, I guess, to help you to do that, to kind of share some of this information with their friends and neighbors?
Yeah, all this information is on social media. You know, if you see it, share it. Increase the reach of that information. If you have a neighbor that you know is on septic, share that information with them. We have partnered with local septic maintenance companies, and they have door hangers that they're going to be hanging on people's doors when they do those inspections and those routine maintenance visits. Shay actually is visiting a number of civic groups to get that information out in the community. And if you'd like to participate or help out, you can go to septicsafesjc.com, and there is an email address at the bottom of the page if you'd like more information or know of somewhere that we could give a presentation, and we'd be happy to do that.
Very good. Shay, what do you hear from folks when you go out and talk to groups about this issue? Is it something that's really news to them, or is it something that they're kind of familiar with, or does it run the gamut, I guess?
It's kind of been the same trend of people don't know it's an issue until it's an issue. And so that's why the awareness level is so important. And it's been really refreshing because we've had some success stories just at these times that we're presenting. When we took it to the county commission, there was a woman sitting in front of me, and she was ordering septic tank safety catches
right there from
Amazon, just right on her phone. I don't know, they were like $30, and they're willing to put those in to make sure that their kids are safe, things like that. Some of the companies that we have partnered with have been willing to, you know, go above and beyond to help out some of these people in the community. Like Devin had mentioned, there was a member of the community that built a deck over his septic tank lids just because of this awareness level. But yeah, people wouldn't ever think about it until it actually happens, and we don't ever want it to happen again in this community.
Sure. Very good. That's true. And I suppose if you wanted to do something like build a deck, I mean, there wouldn't be anything opposed to maybe putting a padlocked hatch or something on that deck built in so that you could still have easier access for the maintenance of the septic tank, but still have it secured and know that it's secured for when kids or pets or whomever is outdoors.
Yeah, and that's actually prescribed in state law. There is state law about having secured lids, and that includes either screws or, I don't remember the weight, it's either 65 or 85 pounds, so it's not easy to remove, or locked, and a hasp and padlock. You know, maybe that's the way to go. In New Mexico, obviously, the sun very easily degrades those plastic lids in some cases if they're exposed to the elements. If you need to replace them, our local suppliers absolutely have those in stock. They're aware of this issue. They're a part of this campaign. They've got posters and information at their business. And as long as you have something that's up to date, that's under the current code, they'll be able to sell you something that fixes that problem.
Right. And it sounds like to be able to secure that with a modern lid is somewhat affordable. If you're talking $30, that doesn't seem to be a really hindrance to maybe getting these things fixed and secured.
Yeah.
And certainly any price, I guess, to save a life would certainly be worth it for sure as well.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly seems to be reasonable.
Yeah, it runs the gamut. You know, new lids can be $35. New interior catchments can be $35, and then all the way up to a few hundred dollars. If it is a legacy septic system, there's going to be more issues, and it may not accept. It may not have a riser for the lid, and it may not accept a normal catchment or a normal lid. And so you got to get a little creative. We do have septic tank contractors in the county that are licensed contractors to do this work. They're aware of this project, and they're gonna be happy to help you. And that may get expensive. We're in the process of working with the state on some avenues to either make that more affordable with state funding or even provide grants, but we don't have that in place yet. So for now, we encourage people to do what you can. And like I said, right there, share our posts, hang a flyer in your business, call us and we'll provide it to you. We have brochures to hand out, tell your friends and family and these presentations. We're happy to come and speak at your civic group or whatever group.
Certainly. Well, just raising awareness, I think, is a great first step as well for some of these property owners and like I said, renters or whomever that are maybe new to this property and not aware of it. There is an email address too, septicsafe@sjcounty.net.
Yep, that's correct.
They can reach out to get some printed resources, posters or things like that, or to book a presentation with both of you, which is good information, and that's always important as well. Some of the other things we wanted to share this morning would be some of the steps, I guess, to do, right? To find the lid and mark it and know where it is on your property.
Yep.
And what are some of the other steps, Sharon Hammer, that we can do?
The biggest thing is just, of course, just regularly checking your lids and making sure that they're secure. And a big thing as far as making sure that you know where they're at on your property, if they are buried pretty deep, it is safe for kids, not so safe for fire trucks. So mark those so that if we do have to pull onto your property for an emergency, we don't sink that in your septic tank. It's just going to get expensive for everybody.
Right.
If we can't see it, that's great. It's safe. It's just make sure it's marked and we know where it's at. And of course, I mean, if you're needing it to get worked on, it makes it easy for the septic tank companies to find it as well. One other thing that we were really excited to find out about this year and this project is the New Mexico Environmental Department has taken this project and mirrored it, and they intend on pushing it out through the entire state. This project that means so much to us, it's really exciting to know that the NMED is willing to push it out through the rest of the state and try to make a difference everywhere.
That's
great. Actually going to be using CYFD to get this information in the hands of families through site visits and some stuff like that. And I think we do need to mention the fire chief, David Vega, is really the one that started this push and tasked this campaign to Chief Arnhammer and myself to get this information out. And so this is a passion project of sorts for Chief Vega, and that's where all of this came from, is his desire for not another call like this at all.
Right. Well, and that's important to get out to all those thousands of households, right, and properties in the county that have this this potential hazard on their property if they're not aware of it. So getting the word out to learn more about it. So we will hear more this spring, I would assume, as you guys get out and talk to other groups and entities about how important it is to inspect and know about this. And hopefully maybe there's some other help coming down the line, I guess, for the public to be able to do this. So that would be great. One more time, the website?
SeptiSafe, SJC.com. More information, more a way to contact us, and all of that material is available, and we'd be happy to print it and bring it to your group or gathering or whatever it may be.
Okay, very good. And the posts are on the San Juan County Facebook page and other social media.
San Juan County Fire and Rescue,
San Juan County Fire and Rescue and other social media platforms too, I would assume. So we can share them from there.
Yeah.
Perfect. Very good. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. My guest this morning from San Juan County here with me on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.